This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, American Muslim students are asking non-Muslims to fast today as a way to understand Islam. We'll have that story coming up.
First, now that all 50 states keep public lists of where convicted sex criminals live, real estate developers have come up with a new marketing idea. Subdivisions that guarantee no sex offenders as a neighbor. In Texas, Kansas, and Georgia, those communities already exist. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
At the top of a high ridge, just before you head into the Blue Ridge Mountains, a brand new subdivision is taking shape on 54 acres. There's a great view, clean air, and the promise of security.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened before, really. Why can't you do this?
Chris Geiger is a developer, attorney, and co-owner of Iris Park in Canton, Georgia. It's one of three subdivisions in the country that are banning sex offenders from moving in. Although there are no homes here yet, the streets are laid out in private cul-de-sacs. The idea began when a friend asked Geiger to draw up covenants for a subdivision to keep out dangerous dogs. He responded with a contract that will keep out what he calls dangerous people.
The time people come in to submit a contract, they have to pass a background check. So if the background check shows up that they're clean, have not had a past history of sexual offenses, then the contract can be accepted by the homeowners association and the builder, and off they go. It gives you the comfort that the little old man living around the corner is really just a little old man living around the corner and not just a dirty old man around the corner.
In Lubbock, Texas, 24-year-old Clayton Isom was the first to open a sex offender-free subdivision.
We've sold nearly all of our lots before we even started building the roads, which is almost unheard of in this business.
The prominent case of Jessica Lunsford, the 9-year-old Florida girl who was abducted, sexually abused, and murdered by a sex offender living near her home, combined with Isom's two young nieces moving into Texas, led him to develop 600 lots in Lubbock and another project in Lenexa, Kansas.
We don't tell them that you can go let your kids run down the road and they'll never get, you know, anything bad sexually happen to them, but we're trying to provide you a safe neighborhood. We've done everything we can to keep these people from living next to you, but that doesn't take the place of being a good parent and knowing what's going on.
The background checks are legal. Sex offenders are not a protected class under the Federal Fair Housing Act. A new sex offender law went into effect this year in Georgia and is being challenged by the Southern Center for Human Rights. Attorney with the center, Sarah Garrity, says the subdivision restriction won't keep children safe.
I think it provides a false sense of security. The research is very clear that 80 to 90% of sex crimes against children are committed by relatives or acquaintances, people who have prior relationships with the children.
Others say this is simply a marketing tactic, partly because the Georgia homes will be priced at about $350,000, something most sex offenders who are on probation or parole can't afford anyway. Shoppers at an open-air mall in Atlanta have widely differing opinions on the project. Nas and Nosani Kadem were pushing a stroller with their 4-year-old daughter inside.
I kind of like it. I know they're around, and I've seen on the website that they can be just around the corner and you don't know it. That concerns me.
I think it's wonderful. If they're sex offenders, then they should pay for that crime. And, you know, I have two girls. I wouldn't want a sex offender anywhere near my girls.
It's an issue that's come up at Dozie Bowen's church. She wonders about people put on the sex offender list as teenagers for what may have been consensual sex.
The down hardcore pedophile, that's a very sad situation, but they almost should be hospitalized, not let out in society. But I just think there's areas of sex offense that you can't keep everybody away. You can't protect yourself from everything.
The courts are looking into a new Georgia law which prevents sex offenders from living within 1,000 feet of a bus stop. Some say that would force all sex offenders to move out of the state. Developers say they don't want to rely on the courts or the government for help. They say the answer is for them to develop restrictions that they believe will make neighborhoods safer. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.